morning.
Who's your store manager over there?
Well, you're speaking to him.
And who's this?
This is Jerry.
Listen, my name is R.D. Mercer. I live over here on East Virgin Place, over here by your store, a little northeast of your store.
Yes, sir.
And I was in there yesterday of an evening and got a big bag of apples, green apples, to take home.
Uh-huh.
And got to eating them last night, and I got the diarrhea. I must have ate about four or five of them, baked a couple of them. Last night I was watching the Braves game. And that hit me about the seventh inning stretch. And that just gave me an awful case of diarrhea over her.
Mm-hmm. And well, I don't know of a thing that could be in an apple that's not in there ordinarily that could do that.
Well, it's just it's bad apples is what I figured. I'm down here on the floor doubled up with a gut ache.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to go to the store there here this morning. I'm sorry. To the store this morning to pick up some kind of something to stop her up. And I got in my car, and I wasn't a half block down, excuse me, I wasn't half a block down the road, and I ruined my good sheepskin seat covers.
Well, Mr. Mercer.
And I was hoping somebody was there.
From my experience, which has been considerable, but I've been in the grocery business all my life, since I was 15 years old.
Yeah.
I would guess that it's not in
gas. Yes, hell yes, I got gas.
Yeah. How many did you eat?
I don't know. It's one more than I should have, sound like.
Yeah.
But I was hoping that someone there to your store could run me out some KO Pectate or some Pepto-Bismol or something. Because I got to get this stopped somehow.
Yeah.
And I need about $49.95 for my damn sheepskin seat cover, too. Y'all replace that, too.
Well, Mr. Mercer...
It's the one with the little wooden balls down in it I got down there at the Pat Boy. Excuse me.
Yeah. I just can't accept any responsibility for it.
Dad, gummit, now, I trade down there with y'all store and have had for the last 5 years or so.
Yes.
My wife's out of town. She's at a wrestling referee seminar up Salina, Kansas. And my boy and daughter, stepdaughter, is out of pocket right now. They's at working at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't got nobody here that can come to the store and give me some sort of medicine, some kind of butt putty to get this stopped up.
Hang on just a moment.
Yeah. I'm not sure I can. Oh, Lord. That's a false alarm there. My gosh. Well, I wish these trailer windows opened up. It's damn hot outside. I need some ventilation. I'm about to die in here. If you could come out this way to bring me some of that KO Pectate, I could use a couple other items if you'd throw them in there. Some AA batteries, a box of Kleenex, and some scented candles. Maybe if you got something in the bayberries, or maybe a big box of them wooden kitchen matches.
Mm-hmm. Can you hang on just a second?
Well, I've been hanging on here for just a little
bit. Well,
time.
I'm waiting on a customer here at the window.
I understand, sure. Oh, man, sounds like something honking for the right of way down there.
Yeah, Mr. Mercer, I'm back here now.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like to me you have a more serious problem than I can handle. Maybe you should call the doctor.
Well, excuse me. I got a doctor right now. I got a pretty good colon man. Excuse me. And that sounds like what I may need. You might have heard of him, Dr. John McMurtry.
I know a John McMurtry.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
He used to specialize in horses' asses, and then he got better and went to people. Oh, gosh.
What is this?
Jerry, this is Phil and Brent and Roy D. Mercer.
Oh, gosh.
Excuse me.
Oh.
Do y'all have a health and beauty section down there?
Yes, sir.
Y'all got anything like liquid cork?
Yeah, I think we might have. Yeah, I've had some of that before.
I think I got too much cinnamon on them apples. Back to Noah did.